On these 10 days from Ascension to the Pentecost, where our minds are fixed on heaven, sort of looking up to heaven like the apostles just after our Lord ascended there, and we're thinking of heaven, and this is a seeing our Lord rising up to heaven after those 40 days after the Passion is a victory, a victory of our Lord over sin and death, our sins, our death and the devil, a victory, and we want to share in that victory, which means we must persevere to the end of our life, persevere in service of God and fidelity to our Lord with our sights on heaven. And it's not easy to persevere. It's not easy to hold on to the faith and to be faithful to the end. But we know that perseverance is really, in a nutshell, being faithful every day. If I am faithful all through the day, all through the week, all through the month, I will be faithful to the end of my life, most likely. As we live, we will die. So we need to just focus on today, being faithful today. We're building a tower, so to speak, to heaven. We're climbing that mountain to the peak. We're working like busy bees every day. They say the bees, when they're making their honey, they're working all the time. They're always making honey. And that's what we need to be doing, always making that honey of the grace of God, gaining merit, always working, never slipping, never sleeping, never being negligent, never taking it easy, but always climbing, always working, always building that tower to the skies, putting that one brick after another over and over, and always putting one foot in front of the other, climbing the mountain of God, and without stopping. And with the fatigue of it all, with that climbing, with the work that we have to do, we need to take courage and confidence and strength from our Lady, always looking up to her, getting that inspiration, that breath of fresh air from her, that air at our backs, which she is, and that helping hand, which she is, lifting us up if we trip a little bit, pulling us on, encouraging us. If we look to her, which we have to do, always looking to her, and she will be that strength and encouragement on the way. She will also be that encouragement and that fortress of strength against the temptations and the enemies that are there, trying to tear down our work, trying to pull us away, trying to drag us down that mountain of God that we are climbing. And we need her strength to withstand the enemy and to be always vigilant on our climb. It is when we don't climb or don't work, we take it easy, that the enemy gains strength. So let us always be busy. Let us always be working and climbing and entrusting ourselves to Our Lady to reach the top, to reach the end,